All right, so welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and we're going to talk about the Joker movie. Big Mike, what do you think of the Joker, a DC movie, breaking in $1 billion?
I mean, they built it up, they hyped it, and it worked. Everybody seems to think it's the best movie ever created, and I'm still trying to figure out what the hell everybody else watched, because that movie was, no. I told you, I think that movie's terrible.
This is the highest grossing rated R film all time.
They liked it because it showed how the Joker was created by society and he wasn't just some crazy dude and blah, 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 blah. If people weren't woke right now and on this anti-bullying thing and all this other stuff, this movie, I think Matt hit it on the head, this movie would not be what it is. But since everybody's on this right now, it's this big success. It's Oscar worthy. No one's been able to get me to see that yet.
Keith is the only person that liked
the movie. I liked the movie.
Well, okay, all right.
Please explain to me why you liked it, Keith. I've heard other people tell their reasons, and it still has me going, I don't get that.
The dude danced for like almost...
Hold on. You were sympathetic to what he was going through, his struggle, his mental illness. Joaquin Phoenix portrayed a mentally ill man. And from his mouth, it was all about, well, this is the way society has made of me. But you don't see that. What you see is a mentally ill man who gives up, who just says, fuck it, I'm done. The only way to make that makes him feel better is by committing all these atrocities. You kind of see the beginning of where the Joker came from. It's not just narcissism and anything. It's like in his twisted world, he feels good when he inflicts pain on everyone else, on the rest of the world.
Yeah, I understand that. We're not talking about Rain Man.
His laugh changed. His mannerisms changed. He switches up and goes this route. As each piece of the world he built for himself, he thought there was a possibility he was Thomas Wayne's son, that he had a family out there or a father that may want to know him and love him. As he kind of built himself towards it, he had an opportunity to go on his favorite talk show. The rug got pulled out from under him. Reality set in. You're on this guy's show just to be laughed at. And his whole point was like, I'm going to kill myself on live TV. And the joke will be on them. But instead, he decides to kill him because, you know what? That whole interaction between him and Robert De Niro, when he got on that talk show, where Robert De Niro just called him out and said, dude, all you're doing is like doing all this evil shit for your own selfish reason. And he's like, I don't give a fuck. He shot him. It was just that betrayal, that whole thing, that build up to that is what I liked about the movie.
So, Big Mike, do you want to retort?
Well, I guess my thing is...
He danced for like 45 minutes of the movie.
like that's the thing that I just can't get past. It's like the majority of this acting role was literally him dancing and laughing.
And taking his shirt off.
But the reason for his dancing, the reason for his laughing...
I didn't see it like that. I did not see it like that.
He couldn't cry. He couldn't be sad. He can only laugh. He can only laugh at himself, can only laugh at all the shit that's going through. He finds out Thomas Wayne wasn't his father, like his mother lied. He just laughed. He laughed about it. It's all he could do. Got a condition. Turns out that Zazie Beetz wasn't his real girlfriend. It was all in his head. All he can do is laugh about it.
All right. So speaking of Zazie Beetz, this movie has grossed more money than Deadpool 2, Deadpool, and Logan. Out of those four movies, which one would you rather watch on a rewatch?
Me?
Yes.
Deadpool.
I'm trying to decide. It's between Deadpool and Logan. If I got to go which one I've seen more, then I'd have to say Deadpool because I've watched that more often.
I'm going to go Logan. James, you like to chime in?
Logan? Wait, did you say Logan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After you saw what the fact the dude didn't even open a door for himself. He had digital mapping for everything. He basically like spent a year working out just so he can flex in a damn up. Like, get the fuck that movie, yo. I mean, it's a good movie.
I would say Logan for the simple fact that overall it's a very good movie. Deadpool isn't a bad movie, but overall I believe Logan's more of a well-rounded movie. I would pick Logan.
And again, this whole $1 billion with the Joker movie is without any Chinese box office. I don't think it was allowed to be released over there. So,
I mean, look, you got people going to the steps and taking pictures and dancing on it just to say they did it on the Joker steps. It's a phenomenon, whether I like it or not.
I mean, I'm going to see like a million Jokers at Dragon Con. Watch.
Basically. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what everybody's doing for Halloween. Damn. It's just, that's what it is. I mean, DC built the hype train and it worked, which is why, like today, I don't know if you know about the whole release of Snyder Cut thing is trending real big on Twitter, and Ben Affleck tweeted it, and Gal Gadot put out a picture of herself. Yeah, so Snyder apparently has been putting out pictures of his cut of Justice League. So when the HBO Max announcement came up, everybody had a bright idea. What if Warner Brothers put the Justice League Snyder Cut on HBO Max as part of their premiere?
Hmm.
You know, get everybody to subscribe or whatever. Anyway, all these photos started leaking. Ray Fisher had a photo out. Gal Gadot's got a photo out. All of them started tweeting this. Release the Snyder Cut. Snyder started coming out, giving little details about what he had planned and how Warner Brothers went the other way. And so it became this big topic. And I started thinking to myself, I was like, okay, Warner Brothers made $1 billion on Joker. If I wanted to really make some money off this Justice League thing, what would I do? I'd sit back and let them keep building up even more and more to where people really start talking about a whole lot. And then you either put it on HBO Max or even better, put it out in the theater for one weekend. Because if there's enough people crying for it, it'll sell out. People will go see it. Because I'm going to be honest, I'll fucking go watch it.
Yep, I'll watch this shit too.
And so I think without Warner Brothers kind of tilting their hand, I think they're already kind of letting people know it's about to come at some point. Because they really ain't got nothing to lose at this point. Because the only movie they have coming up really is Wonder Woman and then Aquaman 2. And they're trying to get their hype built back up. Because that Emancipation and Harley Quinn shit is not going
to
do it.
That Birds of Prey movie didn't look entertaining to me at all.
It's coming out in February. February is the dumping ground for bad movies. Looking at other rated R films, the ones I mentioned before were just solely comic book movies. So those were rated R comic book movies. Joker still has pulled in more than Deadpool 2, 1, The Matrix Reloaded, It, Passion of the Christ, Logan, The Hangover Part 2, 50 Shades of Grey. But yeah, I mean, that is very, very good movies. This movie, of all movies, grossed more than T2 Judgment Day. The Revenant. Come on. The Matrix. Somehow this is in that same category of those movies?
I mean, I don't think so. But again, I'm the minority in this. No. Like I said, most people I talk to, I think, and I don't know if it's that people really like the movie or if they're just on like the whole hype thing. Oh, everybody's saying it's the greatest thing, so I have to agree. No, you can disagree. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, I'm telling you now, I watched the movie, and I sat there, and I get movies. Like, I'm not one of these people that watch them, and I'm like, oh, I don't get it. Like, I seek to understand things, and I get the whole purpose of the movie and all that. I'm just telling you that me watching, I was sitting there going, I'm so glad that this is the only time I'm going to watch this, because I would not watch this again.
DC was on an upswing. Aquaman was okay. Shazam was good.
Mm.
For me, this movie...
Shazam?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about Keith. When he said,
I said, no, I love Shazam.
Oh.
I was like, he's about to go off.
I love Shazam.
Not when it would go off, but, you know, I told you, from the first time I saw it, I said, hey, DC got one.
Yeah, and this tonally is different. The whole thing was that, well, Joaquin Phoenix is only going to do one movie, then... When they see $1 billion, hey, guess what? Joaquin Phoenix is probably going to come back for another Joker movie. I don't like it.
Do people like this because secretly, deep down, this is how they feel and this is what they wish they could do? Like, I've asked that question.
Of course, like, I feel like an outcast myself. So let me project. And Joaquin Phoenix is that projection. One person can start a movement.
Probably watch the movie again.
Saw enough the first time. That's good enough for me.
If he wins an Oscar, if I'm Leonardo DiCaprio, I'd be pissed. I'm just telling you now. I'd be like, what in the fuck? This dude danced and laughed for the majority of the film and won it? After some of the performances I've given?
So didn't he get raped by a bear? The Revenant and shit, didn't he? I still remember that whole trashy thing.
It took that for him to get the damn award.
Leonardo DiCaprio gets raped by a bear. You're like, wait, what? So he's like, well, wait, oh my God, that bear's fucking him up. Like, wait, is he? Oh God, his pants are damn. Like,
and no, you know what they said? They said that was literally a representation of what we've been doing to him for the past 10 or 15 years. Shit, give it to him.
Big Mike doesn't understand it. Apparently, Keith knows the secret to why this movie made $1 billion.
I enjoyed it. It was a good movie.
Stop it.
Yes, no, I'm not going to stop. Watch the movie again.
You watch by yourself, and that's BC. I'll
when it hits network television, I'll pull it up again.
This is on TNT today? No. When's Rush Hour coming back?
Oh, Lord. Beverly Hills Cop 4.
Rush
Eddie's
Hour.
Rehashing everything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they had that TV show that didn't do well. It was like Brandon T. Jackson.
Yeah.
What TV show?
It was a Beverly Hills Cop. I think they shot like a pilot and like an episode, and then they just got pulled.
But Eddie announced the other day, him and Netflix got a deal, so he's going to do Beverly Hills Cop 4 next.
Well, I mean, he's having a resurgence, plus he's going to be doing stand-up again.
That's what I'm waiting for.
Think that might be coming to Netflix also?
Yeah, all I know is he goes on tour. I'm going. I know it's going to cost a shitload of money, but I'm going to do it. Delirious is still hands down my favorite stand-up of all time.
Raw
is funny, but I'm saying Delirious, I still laugh like I'm about to piss myself every time I watch that damn thing. I know the whole thing by heart, which is sad. So Marvel announced a bunch of dates through 2023 now.
Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings, Doctor Strange, come out 2021, Spider-Man 3, Thor, Love and Thunder.
Yeah, but after that, they got four movies in 2022, including Black Panther 2, and then they got four dates they announced for 2023. They just haven't announced what they are yet.
Well, I mean, I assume it'll probably be like another Avengers movie or whatever current iteration. And
yeah, more like, because part of the Spider-Man deal was Tom Holland's going to be in one more team-up film and outside of the Spider-Man.
I doubt if X-Men and or Fantastic Four are ready, so unless it's like a Silver Surfer movie, I think you can probably get that done in 3 years. That ScarJo movie the Black Widow movie, is that
2020, right?
Yeah, that's next year.
All right. So I'm trying to think what else it would be.
After Ultron and between Ultron and Civil War is when all that's supposed to take place. Then She-Hulk canceled. And Moonlight.
Back up, She-Hulk.
Yeah. Ooh, Disney Plus. One of those dates is going to be Blade. We already know that because it just...
Yeah,
because
they had announced all
Blade
that.
Blade was announced. And it'll probably be Guardians 3 will be one of them as well.
Because he's working on Suicide Squad right now, right?
Yeah, he's doing Guardians after that. Oh, Ant-Man 3. That's right, because they just announced that.
But would that be...
I didn't think they were going to do another Ant-Man, but I guess they changed their mind.
That second one was garbage, man. Like,
you didn't like the second one? I thought the second one was all
right. No, the villain in it was not even, even like a real villain.
Okay, the villain was bad, blah, blah, blah. Jesus Christ. Maybe I give it a pass because I've seen so many fucking terrible movies. Kind of agree this from the sky.
It's mediocre.
It's all relative, though. It's all relative.
Big Mike, what do you think about Ant-Man 2?
It was okay. I liked the first one better. Like he said, the second one is more funny than anything. I didn't leave the movie there going, oh my God, that was fantastic. Like, I wasn't hyped about it.
It's only a setup movie just so you can get to a better movie.
Yeah, and that was my only thing about it. It was like, they purposely put it out there just to mention the Quantum Realm, which is literally a mention. The end when they show what happened, and that was literally just to build up for Avengers Endgame because that was the route they were going.
Well, Disney Plus needs to give T.I. a show in the universe. Him and Michael Pena, like whatever protection.
Shit would be funny as a motherfucker. Yeah. That would actually work.
Those fools are funny.
I think that would actually work.
Somebody actually had a post when they announced Disney Plus that said Michael Pena should have his own show where he does a thing where he narrates, like he tells a story and they show all the scenes based on what he's saying.
Not sure how well that would work, but...
It would work good as a short, but it wouldn't work as a half-hour show.
Yeah. Yeah. They need their show. Like, if Disney Plus is struggling to figure out what should be on the docket for, like, that one, I would watch that.
Oh, they started shooting Venom yesterday.
With Woody Harrelson in it and stuff.
Fuck
yeah, man. Andy Serkis directing and
what?
Yeah, I knew he was directing shit, but goddamn,
he's directing it. And the big question now is since Sony and Marvel had this whole thing, and it was supposed to have been Tom Holland's allowed to cross over. The big question was whether or not he's going to make an appearance in this one, since it didn't happen the first time.
I would assume it's just a mention on TV that Spider-Man has done something. Yeah, I doubt if there's any serious involvement. Because that would affect the Marvel movies too much. They might show his face.
Well, I think that's what they wanted to do the first movie. It was like a cameo. It wasn't supposed to be anything big. Just kind of like Peter runs across Eddie Brock. And then that's just kind of to set up something down the line. Marvel was like, fuck no. And they weren't having it at all. And essentially told Sony, why don't you just have Venom come over here and be a part of this world where it should be. So we'll see. That's all the news I got.